From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The world's most traveled spacecraft gets a bittersweet homecoming today.
To the ship that has led the way time and time again, we say farewell, Discovery.
Shuttle Discovery returning to Florida today from its final mission in space. In nearly three decades of service, NASA's oldest shuttle flew 148 million miles, orbited Earth more than 5,800 times, and spent 365 days in space. Its last mission was to deliver supplies to the International Space Station. Now, its final home will be a museum. Two more flights are scheduled, Endeavour in April and Atlantis in June, before NASA retires its shuttle program. The Obama administration's top trade negotiator tells lawmakers he is ready to move forward as soon as they are to pass a free trade agreement with South Korea. But as NPR's Scott Horsley explains, the administration appears to be taking a slower approach with two other trade deals.
The White House is under pressure from some in Congress to okay trade agreements with Colombia and Panama, as well as South Korea. Max Baucus, who chairs the Senate Finance Committee, says without those other two deals, the Korean pact is likely to be held up. U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk says the administration is working to resolve outstanding issues with Colombia and Panama, mostly involving labor rights. But Kirk would not commit to sending those agreements to Congress until the issues are worked out.
I wouldn't be much of a lawyer or negotiator if I were to start out by saying we're going to vote on these whether we get action or not.
The administration hopes to see all three trade agreements finalized this year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
After sending mixed signals and urging caution toward its former colony, Libya, Italy is endorsing the idea of global action against Muammar Gaddafi's regime. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome that Italy says it will back decisions taken by the UN, the European Union, or NATO.
The announcement did not come from the government, but from the office of President Giorgio Napolitano, who has been in the forefront in denouncing Gaddafi's actions in Libya. Napolitano chaired a meeting Wednesday of the country's Supreme Defense Council. The participants included the defense and foreign ministers, the head of the military joint chiefs of staff, and Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, who has in the past defined Gaddafi as his good friend and kissed his hand in public. Italy is Libya's biggest Western trade partner, and Libya is the fifth biggest foreign investor in Italy and one of its major energy suppliers. Rome has suspended a friendship treaty that banned use of Italian bases in any action against Libya, but Rome would like the backing of Libya's neighbors and the Arab League for a no-fly zone agreement. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 13 points to 12,227. NASDAQ was down 14 at 2,752. You're listening to NPR News. European authorities are detaining nine people in connection with the collapse of a major Icelandic bank during the 2008 financial crisis. Larry Miller reports from London that those arrested include two of the UK's wealthiest entrepreneurs and the bank's former chairman.
Before its crash, Kaupthing Bank was Iceland's largest financial institution. Although it's not been declared bankrupt, it was put into administration and taken over by Iceland's Financial Services Authority. Britain's Serious Fraud Office arrested seven men in raids on London businesses and homes. There were two further arrests in Iceland. The investigation is focusing on whether the bank made false claims while trying to attract British investors to its high-interest account. It's also looking at why substantial value was withdrawn from the bank shortly before it collapsed. Documents published by WikiLeaks showed that a number of the bank's major shareholders took billions of dollars in loans. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama is nominating Commerce Secretary Gary Locke to serve as U.S. ambassador to China. During today's White House announcement, Mr. Obama hailed Locke's record, which includes increasing exports to China. Locke is poised to become the first Chinese-American to serve as ambassador to China. If confirmed by the Senate, the 61-year-old would succeed John Huntsman, the former Utah Republican governor, now exploring a potential run for president in 2012. An announcement is expected this hour on Illinois' reported plans to abolish the state's death penalty. The Associated Press reporting Governor Pat Quinn intends to sign legislation sponsored by two lawmakers to end capital punishment. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.